Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina, your girl, your favorite, your sister. So I just want to say hello to everyone this week. Oh, my goodness. I just read like a whole chapter of my book. So I don't know what it is about reading, but every single time I read, I just get a little tired. So if you hear it in my voice, just be aware that like I just went through a whole chapter of a whole bunch of words. Like a whole bunch of words was just spit at me, and I just interpreted everything that's going on in this book. As you guys know, I'm reading People on Vacation. So People on Vacation is a pretty good book. It's about two people who became best friends in high school. And they're very close, and they're on a vacation as of now. And it's just cool. It's a great book. I think it's pretty good. It's going by pretty fast. I'm like halfway through the book. I mean, like it's getting there. It's getting there. A lot of the characters are being introduced, but it's kind of like going back on a memory where the two characters are reminiscing about like old times that they had in high school, and yeah, and they just rekindled their friendship as adults. So it's a really good book. But I just want to say hello. How is everyone doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Going into the new week, I just have to say, like, we are getting through the year is going by so fast. Oh my goodness. We are already, it's October 3rd. Lordy, it's October 3rd. What are we going to do for the holiday season? I think for the holiday season, all we have to do is just prepare, contact our family members, you know, just get in touch with our loved ones, let our loved ones know that we are thinking of them, and just, you know, say kind words to people that love us and that people who are connected with us. I think that's very important to just share love and light, and just welcome everyone into the beginning of the holiday season. It's a great thing to look forward to. It's the happiest time of the year. Oh my God, yes, it is. It's the happiest time of the year, and just we're going into the fall season, and girl, yeah, we gonna need our Uggs. Our Uggs are coming out. The Uggs, bring the Uggs out. We need the Uggs. I love my Uggs. The Uggs are coming out. If you guys are watching on a visual view, I have my nails done. My nails is a French tip, baby. Frenchy. I love a good French tip. Before I now we're changing the subject into like nail stuff. So if you guys don't know, if you guys are new here, I am a licensed manicurist, meaning I'm a licensed nail tech. I went to school for it, and everything I went through with all of the I went through with the whole process of like actually getting the license and going through with my board certification and just everything. It was good. I loved it. It was a challenge. For the design aspect, at first I did not care for a French tip. I'm just like, oh, a French tip is just so like common, da 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 da, rada rada. And then like now I don't mind. I do a Frenchie. I love a Frenchie. I mean, like, come on now. It's simple, it's cute, and it gives that girl, you know. So I just wanted to show you guys, if you guys are watching on YouTube. So I am starting something new. After episode 10, I've made the decision to start a visual podcasting, which is, if you are listening to this on Spotify, oh yes, you've been here since day one. I mean, day one. But if you're watching this on YouTube, this is the second video that you guys are going to be getting. And yeah, I just hope you guys are well, man. Like, a week goes by so fast. How am I feeling? I am feeling a little like sleepy. I'm not even gonna hold you. I hate to sound like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Girl, you can sleep. You could sleep later. But yeah, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I feel like, you know, life is just going by. I feel a little lonely. And let's talk about loneliness, okay? So I live by myself. I've already expressed this in previous episodes. If you guys don't know, I am 23 years old, and I am a girly that lives by herself. So I'm not gonna lie, it does get lonely. I don't mind being alone. There's a difference. I do not mind being alone. I got my technology. I got my speakers. I got my laptop. I got my motherfucking nail desk. I got, you know, like, I got a TV. I recently got a TV, and it was given to me from a great friend that I love so very much. So yeah, like, I have things to keep me entertained, and I have friends. It's just like, you know, just being here by myself, it just kind of makes me feel like, humans need each other, and we don't really talk about it much, but it's so important to have great friends, great people around us that's going to remind us how important we are. Because sometimes it's okay to just call somebody, and, you know, if you feel like you want to speak with somebody close, but also too, it's good to hear that you're, you know, you're appreciated on this planet. Because when you live by yourself, it's kind of like, oh, I'm by myself now, like, I miss my friends, I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss, you know, just my family members. And if they're here to help, if they have a good listening ear, then pick up that phone and call them. Tomorrow I have plans to go go-karting, so I'm just so excited for that, because it's like you look forward to those social experiences. And then just even having a job too, that you know you work outside. Like, I work outdoors, so because I work outdoors, it's good for me to, you know, just, you know, be able to have these social connections and look forward to, you know, speaking to humans. Because it's kind of like, even though I have an environment at home where I feel safe and comfortable, I do believe that that it's okay to, you know, go outside and, you know, start interacting with humans that I haven't spoken to before, or, you know, just making new connections and, you know, putting myself out there to initiate interactions. I think that's pretty cool too. So I just wanted to say hello. I'm here. 11, I'm here. Let's get into some topics. Oh my God, let's get into some topics today. Oh, I have a lot. I've written down so many topics. The topics just come off the top of my head, but also too, like, some of these ideas are just, you know, it comes from above, really. It just comes to me. So I just I take out my phone and I just look at what I have and I just go off the top of my head. So some of the topics that I have on here is, like, it's scattered, but I wanted to talk about obsession. So obsession is a great, 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 great topic to talk about, because people don't really talk about it enough. People could be obsessed with you and they have no idea who you are from a hole in the motherfucking wall. Okay, you don't know me? Why do I feel like you're, like, hovering over me? Or why do I feel smothered by somebody who has no idea who I am or what I'm going through internally? And even if, why do you feel like you have to put yourself in a space with me after I feel like I've already expressed that I don't want you around? That's just one thing in itself. But at the same time, it's kind of like people who are obsessed with certain things, certain objects, certain people, it's kind of like, where does this obsession come from, and how can we navigate this behavior? I don't believe I'm obsessed with anything. I do believe that I could become a bit repetitive, and that can lead to an obsession, you know? So just identifying these behaviors before it leads to something a little bit more obscene, or a little bit more, not crazy, but a little bit more like concerning. I think that's when it becomes a problem, you know? Like, if we don't know how far this can go, then maybe we should just step back and reevaluate, like, what the fuck is going on. Or just not even reevaluate, evaluate how these behaviors are affecting us and others. So so obsession is, it's come up, like, what does that really mean? And people who are obsessed with others, how, like, where does this behavior come from, and how does that make you feel about you? And just, like, obsession, I don't know, like, it could be so, like, the context of that word could just go on and on and on and on. It all depends on what are we actually talking about. I can only talk from my personal experiences. I never became obsessed with anyone in my life. I don't know what that feels like. I just found the topic. But if any obsession that I have, I do believe that I'm obsessed with my repetitive like eating habits. I don't know, I eat the same thing over and over and over and over again. Somebody else would be like, Jolina, you've been eating the same dish. Like, I eat rice and beans and I just switch it up. So, like, I just switch it up. Like, it's all different, but it's the same dish, you know? Somebody else might look at it like, oh, like, are you okay? Like, are you obsessed? Like, this is not obsession. I think this is more so a repetitive realm of like just having the same behavior. But I don't know, like, you know, so this topic is just a question mark in the top of my head. I just wanted to just, you know, speak upon it because I do believe that certain things start from somewhere. And if it could start from somewhere, where did it start? So that was just one thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I wanted to talk to you guys more about feminine energy and dominance. This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. This is fucking great. So obsession and okay, we're past that. We're past that. Okay, we're past that. Feminine energy and dominance. So I do believe that it's proven everyone has a feminine energy and a dominant energy, right? So because of that, I believe, me personally, I am very feminine in a lot of ways, but I'm very dominant, very dominant, very dominant. When I'm angry, my dominance come out. I mean, like, I put on, like, and that dominant energy, it is powerful. I mean, like if I need something, if I'm talking to somebody, if I feel like my energy is like it needs that type of like, I don't know, I just feel like my energy when I'm dominant, it comes off as aggression. Let me just say that, because I just feel like sometimes if I feel misunderstood, or if I feel like somebody's not taking me as seriously, or if I feel like there's a space where I have to like put my wall up, I am in my dominant energy. And I've heard a lot of people say this, men and women, I've heard a lot of people say that their dominant energy has a lot to do with their feelings of aggression or anger. It comes out and it's just like, ooh, like, where did that come from? You know, like, usually us as women, we're looked at this like feminine being, like we're so feminine and like we're just all about pink and flowers and all this extra shit, when it's like sometimes our dominant energy comes out because we are, you know, we're having feelings of anger, or we feel like we have to like stand up for ourselves and things like that. It's just so much that goes along with dominant energy. I can't speak for what it's like for a man because I'm not a man, but I am a woman, and I notice that like if I'm feeling like I am about to spaz, then my dominant energy is like, okay, stand up for yourself. You look this person dead in the eye and you have a stern voice. Whereas if I'm in my feminine energy, I'm a little bit more light, you know, like I'm a little bit more like, my guard is down, like let me get a drink, like let me be happy and like, you know, smile and, you know, lean back. So yeah, like let me lean back. So it comes off in many different ways. I think a feminine energy is a more nurturing energy, a more like, I have a listening ear, I am ready to hear you, I can cater to you, I could, you know, give you so much reassurance and assurance, and just, you know, just make you feel like you are special in the moment and I'm here for you and I could give you a big hug at the end. When I'm in my dominant energy, it's more like, my wall is up. If you want to fight, we could fucking fight and I will argue with you till the end of time. That is my dominant energy, you know what I mean? So just knowing those triggers that we have is very important. Whatever your triggers are, oh my fucking god, you tackle that, because if you know what your triggers are, then you can, you know, calm yourself down before anything escalates. If you're in an argument and you feel like things are about to escalate, you could know right then and there like, hey, I'm about to fucking spaz. Let me calm down. Let me take a deep breath. Let me, you know, walk away. I think walking away is a big, big, big thing. Because when you walk away, it's like you are taking your power back. Don't let anyone see you angry, because if somebody can see you angry, then they have the leeway of just taking that and running with it, and just provoking you a little bit more and more and more and more. I know it's very hard to do. Oh my god, it's so fucking hard to do. Like, I could tell you a story. Like, I could tell you so many stories. Oh my god, like, there's been times where I've been provoked and it's just like, oh my fuck. fucking God. I can't really think of a story right now, like, to be honest with you, but there's been so many times where I felt provoked or I felt threatened, and I felt like, you know what, like, I have to say something, because if I don't say anything, then this person's gonna think that this behavior towards me is okay, and it's not. But that, I, for example, that will be, that's me and my dominant energy of just like, you know, like, because, like, women, we, like, I don't know, like, we are not like that, like, we don't want to be like that, like, we don't want to be like that. That's just the fucking truth. We don't want to be this angry being. We're not angry, we're just us, like, you know what I mean? And when we're just us, that means that we're calm, cool, and collective, like, we're laid back, we like to smile, you know, we like to get our nails done, like, we like to talk, we like to chat, we like to laugh, we like to, like, you know, we like to have fun, we like to dance, like, we are, you know, very attractive beings. And when we're angry, when there's a lot of turmoil underneath the surface, honey, it is not fun. It's exhausting, actually. It's exhausting. It makes you feel like, oh my God, like, girl, and to even argue with somebody, oh my goodness, to even argue with somebody is like, biatch. Like, this is taking a lot out of me, because at the end of the day, I don't personally believe that humans are meant to be angry. I think humans adapted that way because of the simple fact, if there's danger, we have to protect ourselves, right? So when we go into thinking about how humans interact with each other, we think about the feelings of anger, the feelings of sadness, the feelings of, you know, being scared. These are all emotions that we have, but I don't believe that humans are meant to be angry with each other. I don't believe that humans are meant to attack each other. I don't believe that humans are meant to, you know, treat each other bad. And, you know, I don't believe that humans are meant to, you know, be hateful to each other. And I think that humans are just meant to just love, you know, just love, 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 whatever that means, just love, because hate takes a lot out of us. It's not meant to be that way. But we do it because of the simple fact of, like, when there's danger, our guard is up, you know, that we go into our feelings of fight or flight, you know. So if we are in our feelings of fight or flight, obviously we're going to have our wall up, we're going to be more alert, we're going to, you know, be a little bit more defensive, we're going to, you know, be a little bit more combative, especially when we feel like there's a threat nearby. So with that being said, it's kind of like, how can we all navigate this world in the best way possible, without feeling like we are using all of our energy to prove a point? You don't have to, you know what I mean? It's just so hard not to, especially if you were raised in an environment where combativeness was used as a weapon, you know. A lot of times, like, even from my own experience where I'm from, I'm from Dorchester, like, I'm from Boston, but I was raised in Dorchester, you know. So because of that, like, witnessing how other people addressed certain arguments or address certain conflicts, it wasn't as sweet as you would imagine, you know. Like, just seeing arguments outside and just seeing other people's behavior and how they communicate, it really made me feel like that was okay, that's okay to do when I get angry. But when you think about it, it's a lot. It takes a lot out of you to argue with somebody, especially in the way that I witnessed. Going into that, I just want to talk about something else before we could end off this episode. This episode is really good, and I just wanted to give you guys my love, light, and energy. It's a very light day. Oh my goodness, it's so quiet in my apartment too. Like, I had the music on this morning, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna get things done. You know, today is Thursday. You know what that means? It's recording day. So I hope you guys enjoy this for Tuesday. And how was your Monday? How was your Monday? I know that's a lot of words to just throw at you, but if you've been here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, so getting into the next topic, I wanted to talk to you guys about code switching. Because I talked to you guys briefly about it on live, but I wanted to talk to you guys about code switching. Code switching is a very, very, very great topic. I think it's really good to talk about, because a lot of times humans, we just want others to feel comfortable, right? We want to walk into an environment where other people don't see us as a threat. And it has nothing to do with a skin color right now. I'm not even talking about your skin color. I'm not even talking about, you know, what you look like right now. I'm just talking about the way we communicate. So the way we communicate, girl, we want others to feel comfortable. That's what it is. So just for me, for example, I could only say from what I know, but I do code switch too. I mean, I code switch at work. I code switch when I'm around my family. I code switch when I'm in the hood just chilling. I just code switch just now, you know, just chilling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we code switch so much so that it's so natural to us. But walking into certain spaces, like, I'm not going to talk like this at work, like, what the fuck is up, and just go on and on and on and on at, like, and being aggressive with it. I can't do that. You know why? Because I'll lose my job. I can only communicate in a certain way with when I'm around certain people, but when I'm around other people, I can't communicate in this boisterous way, because then it will make others feel uncomfortable. So I think a lot of times code switching could be misconstrued as to say, oh, she sounds like this, or she sounds like that, or she wants to be this person, she wants to be that type of person. And that's not the truth. I think it's just the fact that, like, code switching has a lot to do with others. We care too much about what others think, and that's the problem. Just be you, but don't come off in an aggressive way. I think if it means you to talk, like, you know, very light, very dainty, very, like, you know, and that's you, then you be you, and that's your voice, and you go through with that. But there is a sense of, like, managing our behavior and our tone and our, you know, there is a sense of professionalism that we have to take with us wherever we go. So code switching is just something that everyone does, I believe, just so others can feel better about the environment. I don't know. I mean, come on now. Like, yeah, like, come on now. You mean to tell me that you go into a motherfucking office and you own motherfucking and swear and be all crazy and, you know, walk up in that bitch acting like you the boss and shit, and no, people are gonna look at you like, are you okay? Talk to me with respect, you know, come down a little bit more, you know. They're gonna look at you like you're a threat, and it's just natural. I mean how can they not? Like, we walk in the office and you over here, like, you know, acting out, of course people are gonna stare at you, they're gonna look at you, they're gonna analyze your behavior, and they're gonna be like, maybe this person is going through something, right? So, and then if you was to walk in, you know, you have a stern voice, it's still you, it's still your voice, it's still your demeanor did not change, besides the fact that you are in a calm manner to speak to another person who may not know you, because everyone is from a different place. So because everyone is from a different place, it's kind of hard for us to you know, understand each other if our sense of communication is not relatable. You know, it has a lot to do with relating to each other. And if certain ways of communicating is not related to another person may see it as a threat, right? So I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. What do you guys think about these topics? And do these topics resonate with you? And do these topics help you understand life a little bit better? Because I think about these topics and I just think about, how can this help me? How can this move me with my day, with my week, the way I communicate with people? Oh my God, like, there's just so many topics that I could even talk to you about. Just going back to just communicating with humans, you know, I really, like, wow, like, it's okay to speak to people. It's okay to say hello. Just say hello. I mean, that could even go a long way. You don't even know how far a hello can get you. A hello can make your day. A hello can start a great conversation. A hello can, you could learn something from another person. A hello could just start the beginning of something great. You never really know where a hello can take you. So I just wanted to say hello. It's me, Jolina. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you guys tackle this week. I hope you guys enjoy the little moments that you guys are are presented with. Every moment counts, and I think that every person in your life counts. Say hello, give great affection, and whatever affection means to you, give it. If your heart is saying, you know what, your heart is telling you one thing and your mind is telling you another, maybe there's a a sense of, you know, evaluation, that's my favorite word, evaluation that has to go on between heart and mind. But I just wanted to say, have a good one, okay? So I'm out. Bye. Love, Jolina.